Richard Coyte from Thriving Southlands next up for a Wednesday afternoon. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to be catching up again.
Yeah, always great to catch up with you and the team at Thriving Southland. Of course, you are project lead there. Now, the Dipton Catchment Group had their field day last week regarding carbon neutral.
Yeah, so they had the launch of their carbon neutral project, which is across the Dipton Catchment. Look, it's basically a variety of farm systems looking at the actual financials and how you could move, how you can reduce your footprint, and actually looking at all the options available, but keeping a real good eye on the resilience of the business at the same time. So looking at forestry options, and looking at the farm system options, looking at where there's land that might not be quite as productive, or what do you do with that, and how can you use all of that to lower your footprint. And as I say, it's a really good turnout. They've done it. That catchment group's doing a great job with that. They're really well engaged farmers, and the farmers have other farmers around in groups, so they're all thinking through the process. It's actually giving the issues to the people who've got to work through them, and letting them put their ideas in, and looking for those solutions. Yeah.
The big thing on the horizon at the moment for Thriving Southland, Richard, is the Beyond Regulation project.
Yeah, so that's been quite a big piece of work, which came out of the Food and Fibre Challenge was won by Thriving Southland and Land and Water Science, and it's around putting science and what we know on the ground from a landscape perspective and from a farm systems perspective. We've been working right through the Matara. Again, we've got three pilot studies. One will be having a field day next week, and that's around dairy. We've got one around sheep and beef, and we've got one in the grain sheep space. So we're trying to look at all the different systems and put the science in front of the, giving the science to the farmers to actually work through it with the team to see what outcomes you can get across the board. So looking at water quality and greenhouse gas emissions and biodiversity, et cetera. So it's actually just dealing with the issue, and we call it beyond regulation, because when you start doing this and farmers start working with it, we believe they'll probably leave regulation behind. So that's the the premise of the whole project, and how we're trying to make a difference by putting the information that's already there and pulling it together and seeing what a difference you can make when you're using it.
It'll be interesting how the results are collaborated as well, going on three different farming systems and just what comes out of that.
Oh, and I think that's really important. And the other important piece of it is it's actually maintaining looking at maintaining the business resilience from a financial perspective, from the goals of the farmers as well. I think sometimes we miss that in the discussion. You know, where are the farmers in the aging stage, and what are their goals and what are they trying to achieve? And so how do you put that in together? And I think it's been looking at some of the results coming out. You know, instead of pulling one big policy lever, you're actually saying, well, within our landscape and our farm system, we've got all these little levers we can pull. And when you add all those actions up, you actually get quite a big result coming out the end of it, which makes makes what looks an impossible task around lowering footprint or nutrient loss, it actually makes it realistic and practical.
So, Richard, when you looked at the three different farming systems, was there a particular criteria you looked for when selecting?
We want engaged farmers. Now, we've got a bit of a mix there with younger farmers. We've got a high-performance dairy because we thought we'll give that a try. If we can't make a difference there, we're not going to be struggling. So we're a high-performance dairy unit. So they're different ages and stages and different farm systems. So there's a bit of a mix there. I think the lessons we can take out from each one, because they're different, will be really, it makes it relevant to a lot more people. Yeah.
And when do you hope to get this underway?
Well, we've got the first field day next Tuesday. It's on our website, Stephen and Hayley Clark's property. That's 638 Pioneer Highway, and it's 10:30 to 1:30. That's on the 21st. And then we'll be rolling out the other two case studies in April and May. So it's all go, really. And as I say, the results, when you're wondering where and how to move forward, the results we're seeing are pretty positive.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting to see how the results do pan out for this too. And like I say, on social media, whatever you see Thriving Southland pop up on the Facebook feed, the work you guys are doing there as well is very, very too. So well done on that. Hey, Richard Kite, Project Lead for Thriving Southland, thanks for your time on the muster as always.
No, great. Good to talk. Okay, good to catch up. We'll catch up next time. Cheers.
Richard Kite, Project Lead out of Thriving Southland.